because our next guest has taken the City of Brotherly Love by storm, doing some terrific work for Fox 29 in Philly. Now add Super Bowl coverage to her resume. So from USC to KEZI here in Eugene, now covering the Eagles in Minneapolis. If you can try, keep up on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers, one of our all-time favorites. KR, thank you so much. Great to get a chance to talk with you again. How are things?
Oh, Steve, it's great to talk with you, too. Things are amazing right now. Super Bowl 52 has kept me very, very busy. I'm now on day six here in Minneapolis, or I should say I'm actually in Bloomington, Minnesota right now at Mall of America. We just finished up some live shots watching the Eagles. They're taking over the park tonight here at Mall of America for their team event, and it is going well.
So what could you tell us about Fiona the Hippo?
Yes, okay, so Fiona the Hippo, because obviously you know how big I am, it's two X's and O's analysis, and this is the most X and O analysis that you can get, is that Fiona the Hippo decided to eat lettuce off a box with the Eagles logo on it, so therefore, the Eagles are winning Super Bowl 52. It's as simple as that.
That is beyond awesome. So, as we know, you're from Northern California. You did your undergrad at Southern California. Eugene is mostly calm climate. Philly could be a little nasty. So, this is your first time in Minnesota. It peaked at, 7 degrees today? Can words describe how cold it is in that part of America?
That is just, it's a brisk. Cold. You know, it is it's a cold climate. It's a freezing climate. We've got a warm welcome because everyone here is very Minnesota nice. So that's how I'm trying to look at it right now. But Sunday, I will be live from outside of U.S. Bank Stadium for our pregame show for about an hour and a half. And we are supposed to get to a high of 10 degrees. So I have 11 pairs of hair and warmers that will be looking to keep me warm for a good chunk of time.
So, you know, over the entirety of your career, obviously, fans can engage folks. You're of the age where there's always been social media, and now you deal with, let's call them, one of the most unique fan bases in America. They may hate everyone else and at times even their own, but what's been your personal experience interacting with the Philadelphia fans?
I love Philly fans. I don't think you're going to find a more passionate fan base in the entire country. And, you know, these Eagles fans are so starving for a win, and they are so supportive and so passionate for each other. I mean, I have never witnessed something, the spectacle that I did when the Eagles won the NFC Championship game against Minnesota last week. That was, it feels like it was 2 weeks ago. It feels like it was like a year ago at this point, but it was a spectacle to see. These fans want it bad, and this team cannot wait to bring a Vince Lombardi trophy home to the city of Philadelphia.
You know, one of the big storylines, obviously, has been Nick Foles, you know, the rare backup who's got a chance to win a Super Bowl. Actually, Tom Brady did it for his first one. But in the two playoff games, KR, the other side of the ball has only allowed 17 points, about 150 rush yards. So perhaps overlooked a bit. How great has that Philadelphia defense played?
Yeah, you know, I don't think the Eagles defense has been overlooked at all. I mean, I think people understand just how good and how dominant they have been, especially when you have a transition like your starting quarterback going down. Nick Foles, who obviously has a lot of experience, but having to expedite that transition to getting back up to speed as a starter, that takes some time. And the Eagles defense knew that the birds were going to be leaning on them, and that's exactly what they did. And I mean, the Eagles defense hasn't given up a single point in each second half of these two playoff games. I mean, they are so good at making adjustments. And you talk about going up against a team like the Patriots, which is probably the best team in the NFL when it comes to in-game adjustments. And I'm going to argue right back that I think this Eagles defense is even better about that. Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator, he knows exactly what he is doing, and this team is bought in.
We're talking with our old pal, Kristen Rogers, live on the scene in Minneapolis, now 48 hours from kickoff. So you've mostly covered college events, bowl games, Final Four last year, and you see how fans travel. How would you describe the prominence of the green and white this week? Has the weather made them be late arrivals, or have they gotten there and just been visible all week long?
No, you know, we've seen some midnight green running rampant throughout Mall of America pretty much all week. But yes, today, because it's a Friday and because it's Super Bowl weekend, was the number one day that we've seen a big spike, especially over at Radio Row, which, mind you, was like the eighth wonder of the world to see that many people cramped into such a small space. But, I mean, you know, I'm looking down at the Eagles cheerleaders right now. Like I said, the Eagles team party is about to come in. And everywhere you look, I am seeing a Carson Wentz jersey, who was, by the way, the number one selling jersey in the NFL this year. Pretty awesome. He's such a good guy to deal with. But, I mean, Eagles fans are traveling well. I've been getting a lot of videos sent to my DM of just plain full of E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles chants. They are so fired up to come here to Minnesota. No weather is going to stop them from watching their team take home a Vince Lombardi trophy.
So, you know, now if we look back about 4 or 5 months ago before you moved to Philly, so you being somewhat of a fashionista who likes to shop, you think the gods have smiled upon you? You've gotten to visit Mall of America and the King of Prussia Mall. Could you really ask for more than that?
Oh, man. I mean, King of Prussia is just it's a beautiful, beautiful place. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, the only two things that I have bought so far here at Mall of America has been a Super Bowl hat. Obviously, it's going to go right next to my Final Four hat. And then a very nice knit beanie with some fleece lining on the inside, because, like I said, it's going to be a high of 10 degrees. A high. I think at about 8 a.m. it's going to be about 4. So I need to make sure that I'm staying warm out there so I can do some post-game reports as well.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers. Well, I almost said K-E-Z-I. Fox 29 in Philly, Center City. So one of the best stories also, Chris Long with the Patriots last year joined the Eagles, made the news when he decided to donate his game checks for philanthropic endeavors. Of course, Dad Howie, a Hall of Famer, played locally at Villanova, just named the NFL Community MVP Award winner. Obviously, you're there. I saw you tweeted about it. What are some of his causes, and just how amazing has it been to follow what he's done this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, Chris Long is just, he's such a selfless guy. You know, I had a really cool opportunity to do a one-on-one with Howie Long before the NFC Championship game. And, you know, Howie had such an illustrious career of himself, and he always says that as a player, he felt like he was always so focused in on the game ahead of him. And he's amazed by the fact that his son, Chris, is able to focus on giving back at the same time as having such a prominent year on the field. So Chris works a lot with giving water and building wells in some African communities. As you mentioned, he's giving all of his game checks to help around the school district for all the cities that he's played in. I mean, he was really just such a veteran in every sense of the word and a leader in every sense of the word, not just from his experience, but giving back to the younger guys. You know, he and LeGarrette Blount, obviously the two Patriots who won Super Bowl rings, you know, last year, now here in this Eagles locker room, they've had all these young guys coming up to them and asking them for advice, and they've been so welcoming and so warm, and they know what the challenge is, and they know that they're going to be ready to rock. It's about bringing some pressure on number 12 on Sunday.
A couple final thoughts. You mentioned Howie Long. I've been following you on Twitter. So with the entirety of the NFL descending on that location, what would have been some of the cool interviews you've gotten to do this week?
Oh, man, yeah. You know, I've been hanging out over on Radio Row, just trying to kind of pick up anyone. I've had some great interviews with Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe, if you guys know the East Coast. He's been very, very prominent. Peter King, editor-in-chief of Monday Morning Quarterback, talked with Tony Gonzalez yesterday, of course, NFL on Fox. So we've been getting a lot of analyst insight. And then, I mean, you know, I interviewed a guy from the Austrian TV station on opening night, media night, and he was decked out in Lederhosen. So, I mean, you know, it's been a wide variety of interviews here in Minnesota, to say the least.
And lastly, you know, chances are not many, if anyone in Philly could hear this. So, well, your football gut. I mean, I'm flat betting the Eagles to win against the money line. I just love that defense. I think it's at least the equal to the two giant defenses that beat the Patriots. So how you liking your chances in year one covering a Super Bowl champion?
Hands down, the Eagles are winning this game. And it's, I mean, there's no bias there. It's just being ingrained in the locker room, seeing how tight these guys are, and knowing that they have had essentially a Pro Bowl team. You can fill an entire Pro Bowl roster for all the guys that went down and were on the IR for them this year. And they have been able to overcome every single one. They have worn that next man up mentality as a badge of courage this entire season. This Eagles team is not tight. Yes, they haven't been here in 13 years, but they are ready to rock. They are so loose right now. you see guys like Fletcher Cox, D lineman, putting on a Mexican fighting mask during interviews. Brandon Graham, another D lineman, putting on a pug mask on opening night. These guys are ready to go. There is no question this is going to be fly, Eagles, fly all the way.
So you're obviously the Midas touch. Final Four for the Ducks last year, Super Bowl for the Eagles this year. Next year, I'm betting the Sixers win the East. But anyway, KR, great catching up with you. Really happy things are going so well. Be safe, be warm, enjoy, appreciate the time, and look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks, Steve, so much. And hi to everyone back there in Eugene. I miss you guys lots and lots.
All right, be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye, KR.